Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Nice buns, soft, fluffy, and ultra low net carbs. Discover Hero Bread, the delicious ultra low net carb bread with incredible taste and texture. Hero Bread has 0 grams of sugar and is under 100 calories per serving. Plus, high in fiber with 5 to 10 grams of protein per serving. Order from Hero.co now and get 10% off your first purchase with promo code AH10. That's 10% off with code AH10. Hero.co.
Can I just describe a situation to you, Minx, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong?
Yeah, go on.
We may or may not have had a podcast scheduled the day before. You didn't show up, and then
I was in the fucking hospital, Ted.
And then you got your ankle all wrapped up, and then you were feeling bad about it.
Hold
you
on,
threw
hold on.
A rager.
No, no, no. Editor, I'm going to send you the clip of them literally pulling the cast on me and play some sad music over it. Make them look like villains so everyone in the comments will feel bad for me more.
So I called you 20 minutes ago, and yeah. You woke up in a daze, in a stupor, with a broken ankle, through a party last night, and you may or may not have had your mobility scooter stolen.
Don't know if I'm ready to talk about that. I feel like at the start of the podcast, we should have some happy vibes because
I think we should talk about that. So, like, why did you throw a party and invite people who will steal
your mobility
the way
scooter.
You need to get around now because you have a broken ankle?
Well, I didn't look for people that were going to fucking steal my mobility scooter.
What do you mean? Did you put like an ad out on Craigslist
pizza
or
too.
Something?
I bought the pizza. Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Are these like strangers? Who are these people that you partied with?
They're people I met like 2 years ago online. Never met up with them though, because they were strangers. And then they're not strangers anymore. They're fucking robbers.
Thieves. They're thieves. Yeah.
The strangers that stole your mobility scooter.
But the fact they built my mobility scooter too, and it's just not there.
They built it and then they took it.
Like what? Like where are they going to sell that? Craigslist?
How was the whole healthcare experience? Because you have a broken ankle?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely horrible. Thank you for asking. Appreciate that. Yeah. You know, I do want to talk about the issues of being a foreigner in this country. Called an ambulance.
No. Step one, you never call an ambulance. If you're in grave danger in this country, you don't do that. That's not the
didn't
first
didn't realize
step.
How expensive it was. Forgot, like, Irish healthcare isn't a thing here. Like, for some reason.
$1,000.
Yeah.
For one ambulance trip ride.
But I streamed
it. It's like a
it.
Taxi. They have a clock up on the dashboard that they hit when they start the ambulance ride.
Oh, yeah. A rate ticker.
Yeah, it's like a cab.
Well, I streamed it. So, editor, you can include that footage. I was flirting with the ambulance guys. There was one guy who was so hot.
Wow.
Wow.
So you get to the hospital and what happens?
There was an old man who I thought was dying and he threw up in my fanny pack.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich, everybody. We've got Minx back on the podcast. Minx has been up to a lot recently. Not much on, you know, the YouTube or streaming side, but She's a killer now. She's evolved to kill people.
She's
right?
a murderer. She has gone and trained with fists of fury. Minx, yeah. we're talking about the boxing match.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
What is that? What?
She's got guns.
I'm not talking about my muscles. I got two guns, actually.
I mean, I guess it tangentially, we were talking about your muscles.
What do you mean I'm trained to kill? I'm a nice person. I'm Irish.
Listen, you were in that boxing match where you were fighting a TikToker. And I knew you had been training for a little boxing, a little kerfuffle, uh-huh. some might say. And then you showed up on camera for the first time. They showed you about to enter the ring. And it was like, do you remember that game, that little flash game where you have to move the cursor very slowly through a blue maze?
Yes. Yeah.
And then right at the hardest part of fucking, you get jump scared by the scariest shit ever. That is what I felt was going on when they showed you for the first time. It was a complete transformation. You looked terrifying.
Thank you.
You looked like a demon that came out of its shell for the first time, ready to prey upon the souls of the innocent.
Okay, I would like to tell a secret, but I'm scared I won't be in the next prayer clash. I did have alcohol before my fight. I'm kidding, everyone. Hands up. It's a joke.
You were drunk during the fight?
No, I just had two shots.
Why?
Because I was nervous, man. There was fucking 10K people out there. When I signed up to this boxing match, I said I'm like, yeah, I'm going to throw some hands. And then I didn't realize fucking Ina and Anissa were going to organize it like a proper fucking thing. And seeing the stadium that day, I remember they walked us through it. Like, we go there the morning of it, like, to learn our walkouts. And I just see all the seats and I'm like, this shit ain't booked, is it?
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the Creator Clash was an influencer boxing match that was hosted by iDubbbz, Ian iDubbbz, and Anissa, I believe his wife. And basically, it was a bunch of content creators. It wasn't the classic sort of like, you know, Logan Paul, KSI kind of situation. It was like a lot of influencers that you wouldn't normally expect to get in a boxing ring, like Michael Reeves.
The odd ones out. It was his birthday.
And in the case of Minx also got in the ring. And I was actually present for this, the Creator Clash. And I have to say, Minx, when I was watching it, I was in the ringside seats. My heart was pounding, and I was just watching it. So I cannot. Thank you. She's showing her muscles. Very impressive. Very, very.
I can't even see the camera. It's stopped working again.
Good.
No, it'll load eventually.
You missed a nice gunshot.
I'm sure I don't want to watch whatever's going on.
You'd get scared. You'd start shivering in your boots.
Mm-hmm. Is what I would.
But yeah, Minx, you did that, and it was fucking crazy. And it's been, I don't know how long has it been since the fight?
Since April, a while.
What got you into boxing? Why? Well, we know you're a very violent person.
First of all, fucking.
But rude. What made you want to kind of dip your toes into this whole new thing when you when you're doing well as a YouTuber and a streamer?
Yeah. All right, let me take you back. So one day I was on Sixth Street with Ms. Kiff, and he got punched, and I saved him.
I actually heard about that.
Really?
Yeah.
There was some guy that was beating up Mizzy Wizzy on Sixth Street in downtown Austin.
He actually clocked me.
Mix actually had to save his
really?
Ass.
Wait, I want to hear this story. I've never heard this before.
No, it was so fucking funny because we're on Sixth Street and it's like me, Simply, Miz, Rich is there too. And I fucking pull out my phone because there's like fucking people just fighting and shit. And there's a guy with a 4K camera recording it. So I pull out my phone to record the fight. And then this fucking tiny little bitch comes up and knocks my phone out of my hand. And I'm like, what? I didn't say anything. I just kind of like stared at my phone, simply picked it up for me. And then Miz starts going, she would have fucking killed her because the girl walked away. We're having a stare off. And Miz is like, she was, it's good she walked away. She would have knocked her out. And then Miz didn't realize that her boyfriend was behind us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Towering over.
Like, you know how Miz talks. You know how he gets. Like, yeah. It's good she walked away.
She would have killed her.
Yeah, exactly like that. And then her boyfriend comes up and he's like, what'd you say? And he's like, I was just saying, like, my friend there would fucking clock her. And the guy's like, he say that again. Down? Yeah.
He doubled down on that. He was like, oh, you didn't hear me? Oh, get this. Yeah, no, my friend Minx would just beat the shit out of that girl over there. Yeah, no, she would never lose.
No, it gets worse, Ted, because the guy goes, say that again. And Miz says it again.
To no one's surprise. The guy just
clocks him and Miz falls back.
Like full force? Holy shit.
Yeah, no, like Miz fucking explained the story wrong. He was like, I didn't actually fall down. He fell down. I thought he was fucking knocked out. Like he was back.
He was just trying to save his pride. You didn't have to say that.
He was down on his back. And then I fucking drop my fanny pack and my phone and I go and I fucking punch the guy. The guy punched me and knocked me down too, okay? I wish I could explain it like that. And like, I get knocked down too. And then I stand back up and I go and I start swinging again. And then this homeless guy tries to steal my phone. And Miz chases the homeless guy and fucking gets my phone back. And then Simply stood in and the guy stood in. And then a viewer stood in and was like, you don't want to mess with them. You don't know who they are. And then from there, I was like, that felt good. And I took up boxing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you didn't know that one of iDubbbz's sort of spies was in the area when that happened. And you got a call and you were like, saw your fight the other day.
I mean, now that you're saying it, I'm like, that makes sense. Because Anissa hit me up like 2 weeks later. And said, hey.
Oh, really? That's actually really close to the event.
It is. And she said, funny. Hey, do you want to box me? I was supposed to box Anissa at first. But then she got an injury. I was like, all right, I'll fucking box you. But when I said, yeah, I didn't realize how the event was going to be a real boxing thing.
Right.
And then I broke my rib.
What?
Yeah. Broke my rib.
You broke your rib?
Right as we started realizing how serious it was, and then fucking S-Fan dropped out. He was supposed to fight too, and he dropped out.
Yeah, it feels like a huge portion of people who were training for this thing wound up getting injured or something happened where they dropped.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're pussies.
I imagine it's to be expected though, because you know, I feel like not a lot of people really understand what it is to do battle. You know, do battle in the ring. So I'm sure when some people got to the phase of like, because you can show interest in like do the training and stuff, but once you get to the phase of like actually doing sparring, I imagine that's probably the point a lot of people would be like, maybe this isn't for me. Because it's like, I don't know. I mean, all the people who did the Creator Clash win or lose are like fucking badasses getting out there and just.
No, they really are.
It's just like that opportunity to just watch, like to put yourself in a position where you can more or less see yourself getting clocked and stuff and seeing yourself exhausted and way tired, not being able to do anything. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's so scary to think about it. So I'm
all right. Well, what was your favorite fight then?
My favorite fight?
I liked when Watson got rolled.
Yeah, I liked watching some guy whose name is just Daddy just roll over Matt Watson in the first round.
Dude, in the audience, it was confusing a little bit because it happened so quickly. Like, you don't have, like, when you're in the ringside sort of zone, you don't have those overhead cameras to see what is happening to Matt Watson. But
I think they stopped it too early. Crazy. I think that's like that was the realization for all the fighters, because like we were in the like back rooms, funny meme, but we were in our fucking things and we had a TV watching it, and I just remember the punches that were thrown, and Matt literally like, and I was like, oh no,
oh this is
so
real.
This is in yeah, because the fucking press conference was different. We were all like memeing,
yeah,
vibing, like jokes, having fun, and then I see him get clocked. I'm like, yeah, oh okay, and. Yeah, right. And then the fucking one with Ryan and Alex.
Ryan, I'm forgetting Ryan's last name, but then Alex Ernst and
dude, he was fucking bleeding. And it was right before my fight too, and I was like, they ain't stopping this one.
It was when that first guy got killed in Red Light, Green Light in Squid Game, then everyone's like, oh shit, this is serious. This is something real.
No, that's actually how it fucking felt. And we're like, oh no, fuck. And oh no, it was one of the best experiences though. Like,
and you won the fight. Yeah. You this I this lost. One was like it was the most intense one, I think, out of all of them, because there were times when you didn't know who was gonna win. And how many rounds did that go?
It was
like multiple rounds.
It was
rounds.
Four rounds, but like the way I was trained, I was not ready. My coach was like, you'll clock her, and my arms were just so fucking tired every round. I was right. Like, I remember at one point, like, she fucking gave me a hit, and I just like, she knocked out my contact, and I couldn't see, and I started like having almost a panic attack. And then every time I went to the fucking corner, my ringside guy wouldn't take out my mouthpiece. So I'd sit there and like, you see me almost start crying at one point because I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm out of breath. Fuck. And then the fucking bell would go off again, like ding, ding, ding. And he's like, you got this. Get back in there. I'm like, I can't even fucking stand right now.
Holy
she's scary.
Fucking shit,
but then when she'd come back, like the only thing I'd see when I'd squint, she'd like lick the blood off her lip.
Like an
animal.
So the real killer in the ring was... was her.
Yodeling,
I mean.
Haley.
Haley. No, Haley actually was. I literally just got lucky with my fucking right hook, left hook.
I mean,
which
it was,
won't be good now because I'm in a fucking cast. So
it was crazy to watch because, like, expectations versus what happened with that fight was very interesting because, you know, I think everyone sort of was like, oh, Minx is going to go in there. She's going to go in Irish style and she's gonna take Haley to town. But Haley was a tank. She was a
Did you
fucking,
not see how fat I was beforehand? I don't know why I had people had belief in me. I was a little fucking chubby girl. I was not really good on the cardio and stuff. Yeah, so, I was strong. But no, she like really was a tank. She was so cool. I'm just upset because she said she'd never fight again. Because went out, we had a meal after. Me, the two Australians, Haley's boyfriend, Emma, and then I was like, man, you almost fucking killed me. Like, if that last round, if the coach hadn't stopped it, you would have fucking won the match. And and I was like, are you doing next year's one? And she's like, I just don't like getting hit. I'm going back to dancing. And I was like,
that's fair.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I mean, she like went in and tried it.
She won't go back to dancing. She's such a good boxer. Like, she was literally getting fucking hits and kept her hands up the whole fucking time.
I know. She had like, if you could see the visuals, like, she had like this glare that I'm sure in the ring was even more terrifying for you. She was like ready to fucking kill. And it was wild. It was fucking wild. So like, And now after that's
all said and done. You're giving me goosebumps again, man. I'm getting scared again.
After that's all said and done, though, you're doing this next year. You're doing Creator Clash next year.
Well,
fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which you love to binge watch.
Of course, just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Yeah, and my opponent is actually not smaller than me.
Hold on, you can say it and we can censor it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. No, you know who it is, Ted. You're in the Discord.
She's
like
scary.
She's like a tiny bit taller than me. She's also 180 pounds. I'm 160 pounds. And she just keeps like freaking me the fuck out. Like, we went to a Spotify closed down Disney for VidCon. You know, you were there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm with my group and we walk past her and she's like, "See you in the ring."
Oh, whoa.
And I'm just like,
dude, she's got it out for you. She's ready to kill.
No, I don't like that. Because with Haley, like, Haley was not there at all. Like, she didn't say anything. She was always like, she didn't even show up to like the group training sessions. Is literally, I'm going to die in the ring. And my dad's going to disown me. And I'm kind of stressed about it. And now I got fucking broken ankle. Like,
if you don't fucking win that game, don't ever come back to Ireland.
I almost dropped out. I was like, Dad, I think, because I got invited to a few other boxing matches. And I was like, they seem easier because there's like this one blonde, she's a mom, MILF, honestly.
Uh-huh.
And like, she's getting back into boxing. I'm like, okay, well, she'll be easy. And then I go to Nisa and I'm like, honestly, I know there's a lot of people like trying to get into Career Clash 2. I don't like, I'm fine with skipping it. She's like, no, you're confirmed. I'm like, okay, cool.
I guess I'm in.
I had the option for a little bit of doing Career Clash. And there was a period of time where I was very, very, very interested in doing it. Like, it was like a,
I don't know why you dropped out, Ted, because we literally trained together.
More so, it was more like, do whether or not I would actually go and say, yeah, I'm going to try this. So I hadn't even like said yes to the concept of it, but I was very, very interested to the point where I was like in the Discord and everything. But you know, just thinking about how much, there's so much I want to do outside of training multiple days a week to do boxing, like with my YouTube shit and like wanted, like, so it was, just,
I don't
was
know, because we literally about. Fucking trained and you were good at it. Like, cause
yeah,
Anissa
that's what
made,
I was actually
like,
gonna
take...
bring up. Minx and I went to the gym that you go to and you like showed me, you walked me through some of the exercises and stuff.
You were running out bright. You got good cardio. Like, I was like, there was one point where I was like, I have a fucking arm. I'm like, chill. It's just fucking, I was like holding off the shit.
I didn't want to be lame. I didn't want to be lame in front of you because it was like, okay, I'm going to go try this out with Minx and she's been doing this for a long time. I gotta bring my all. I was fucking tired,
but it was like, we were doing like so many rounds and usually like people are like, okay, like break. And Ted was like almost knocking my fucking arm off as I was holding off the pad and I'm like, all right. And then I think one of the like trainers walked by and he's like, oh. You remember?
No,
like,
he wasn't.
He was, because then at the end he fucking like talked to us. He was like, oh, she's fucking getting you good, huh? And I was like, he almost broke my arm.
I mean, it definitely seems like
do boxing, Ted. Do it.
You know what? I'll say this. I would come and like train with you more. I'm not gonna do Creator Clash 2, but I would go and, because I need more excuses to like go work out, because I don't have anyone that I go. That's one of the things I think is the best about, at least for me, about going and working out with someone, is that it's just like that sort of external motivator of just being there with another person.
But you like, were gonna work out more, but you had that fucking road trip, huh?
And then I went on that big road trip, and
that
then
was sick, though. I was like, at first I didn't get it when you were like, "Yeah, I'm going on this road trip," and you didn't even tell me why you were going on the road trip. You were like, "Yeah," just said it. It was with Eddie, and it was like, and I was like, "Okay." And then I see a video of you fucking going to every single rainforest camp, and I'm like, "This is why he stopped training with me."
See, it's cool when you go on a road trip. It's cool if you're like traveling the world. But it's not cool if you're going to travel the world to see every rainforest cafe in the North Americas.
It is a journey, an odyssey that I think a lot of people would be too afraid to do. Similar, I feel like, you know, me going on that rainforest cafe trip was similar to like taking up the sport of boxing. You know, they both take a lot of courage. I'd say they're pretty much equal in the courage that they take.
Similarly, I'd say that me reacting to TikToks every couple of weeks once a night on stream is also very physically taxing and should deserve a level of respect.
I think you deserve that respect, Schlatt.
Thank you, Ted.
You know, as The Rock said, you put in the work, you put in the hours to
take what's ours,
which is suggestions from your audience of funny TikToks.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know if I'd fully agree with that.
Well, that's like, okay. Nobody cares.
That's a bit fucking rude. Is it because I'm a woman? I can call you sex, Ted. What, you'd be
no, dude,
right now?
No, dude, you'd beat the shit out of both of us.
Yeah, you would literally rock us both. But I would come back to that gym and like...
No, you should, because that was fun. Except next time, I'm not going to be holding the pads. Let's do a group training, because you hurt my arm. You actually hurt my...
I mean, right arm wasn't...
at one punch. You're fucking cross. There was one cross. It was like... It was supposed to be fast hits. It's supposed to be fast hits. And then he fucking like... Throws one cross where my arm like bent back a bit, and I'm like, chill, man. It's just fucking practice. Why are you like acting like you're in a fight right now?
Well, I will say one thing is that originally it wasn't supposed to just be you holding the pads for me. Minx was actually incredibly nice.
I was late.
I showed up too late at the point where like they couldn't get me set up, and it was my first time there. To get set up at this group thing, and I didn't have like the gloves.
And I told you to be early. I was like,
be early. I just wasn't. I was going through the not good at waking up in the morning phase. I wake up at like fucking like 7 now, which is nice. But
7 a.m.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
What the fuck?
Well, think about this. It's like me waking up at 7 is like 9 a.m. for you. I have to be up early for everyone else. You know, Minx was super nice because it was like she had already done the hour training thing before and she was just doing that extra one for me. So she was like, you know, because I couldn't make this group thing, she like came out and she was like, got the pads on, gave me the gloves she was using. She was like, and then she just showed me what she learned, which was like, I don't know. That was just like, you didn't have to do that. So that was like really, really cool.
No, but it was fun. It was nice because I was kind of tired. I'm like, I was like giving out to you. I'm like, I fucking knew he'd miss it. But then I'm like, thank God I don't have to do another class. Thank God we can just do pad work outside.
And it was also nice to have the one-on-one thing too, because I would have been a little bit more nervous if it was that group thing, because like everyone seemed like they knew what the fuck they were doing, and I was just
picked it up quick though. That's what was weird, because like I said Anissa told me to bring a few of the people that were contestants for Career Clash 2 to the gym, and like I was supposed to spy and tell her if they actually take it serious or if they're like they just want to be in like Career Clash because it's Career Clash 2.
Right, yeah.
And of all the people, I don't want to toot your ego even more, but you were actually, that's why I'm like kind of upset that you're not doing it now. Because you were really...
Can I be honest?
What?
I was the one who kind of psyched Ted out of it, because Ted was calling me like every day for a time.
It was a whole week period. You're right. It was
a week long.
It was pretty much, it was the week right after Creator Clash.
What
because it was
the
like,
fuck do you well, mean you psyched Ted
well,
out of it?
Hold on, because Ted wants to do a lot of things, and I didn't, listen, also Ted wanted to fight me. And I did not want to devote that amount of time trying to defend myself from someone 4 inches my superior.
I am an inch taller than you, first of all.
Okay.
And
look,
second of all,
it just would have been a lot.
Second of all, you're making it sound like I was like begging you to do this. It was more like me showing up to you and being like, hey. So it would be kind of crazy if we did this, wouldn't it? And
it
you were like, like there was gears turning. Like you weren't just like, no, fuck you, Ted. No, I'm never going to do that. Like you had been,
wait,
like
no,
you thought
why?
About it.
Wait, no, surely. No, what if you guys actually dedicated and got into Career Clash 2? Come on. You have enough training time. I have a broken ankle. Come on.
We should put on our own fucking show. Me and Ted. The title.
Yeah.
The title
just,
fight.
Just
we put on our
match.
Own PPV.
No, because you'd start kissing in the ring or something. You'd be like, one hits throwing and you'd be like, oh shit, my bad dude. Here.
One match.
Ted would hit me once. I'd be like, I don't want to do this anymore, man.
No,
turns into like a live
so
podcast.
Good, that would be so
yeah,
cool.
It's like what we do one round. We do one round, and then they just pull out some chairs and some microphones, and then we just sit down. And they're just like, so how do you feel?
5 minutes in between rounds, and we have to like talk about how that round went.
We Like, that's actually not a bad idea. What if you actually did a live show like that and like pretend to everyone it's boxing match and actually do the idea? Well, now that's in the podcast.
It's just Chuckle Sandwich. They're like, fuck, I thought I was going to see a boxing match. It's just fucking Chuckle Sandwich.
No, actually, it's kind of a good idea. Like, you could do that. And invite everyone. No, okay, but okay, Ted, you want to work on your YouTube. You want a YouTube video. Be like, yeah. I trolled every streamer into thinking they're in a boxing match. Invite a bunch of streamers and make them train for it. Like, actually make them train. And then
it's just a collab on the podcast.
Like, dead ass. Like, get, like, fucking rent out a ring and stuff. And like, they'll all go in there. And then after 1 minute, just call it and bring out chairs and make them talk about their feelings.
Oh, welcome God. To episode
that's a good
75
idea.
Of Chuckle Sandwich with our guy Michael Reeves, who's been training for this boxing match for 5 months.
They're all fucking swollen shit. No, oh my God, no, you guys should do that.
Do you know what we could do, Schlatt? We could, but you and I could be the commentators for the boxing match. They come in, without explaining to them, we put like one of those sort of live show microphones with the big puppy into it on it. And then they start boxing. And then we like, they have like a little earpiece and we start asking them questions while they're fighting and they have to answer while it's going on.
That's fucking awesome.
No, you guys should actually do that. Like, and have it as the first live Chuckle podcast. People would actually buy that shit out.
That's like Hot Ones, but Sean has to fucking beat the shit out of whoever's on the other side of the table.
No, I'm actually serious. This is actually a good idea. But now that this will be released and creators will see this, you actually have to have some people fight where you don't interview them. So it's like a fucking gamble, Russian roulette. They don't know if they're actually going into fight or they're getting interviewed.
Honestly, that is a good aspect there. It's like we make a whole show of it too, where we have this big wheel where it's like fight or talk. So it's like are they gonna go through the and then we can add more to the stakes where it's like we bring in like actual boxers or something and they have to train for it and there's like a 50% chance of
that. That's a really small part of the wheel is you have to fight like one of the most awarded boxers in history.
No,
we get like
stop.
Floyd Mayweather.
You're
someone
laughing about this, but I think this is a very good content idea and I think you guys should actually do it because you were thinking about boxing. Ted, you said you'd train with me again. You might even be on the wheel. Oh yeah, one of the fucking things on the wheel has to be like one of the creators fight Schlatt or Ted.
Oh shit. you get a piece of one of us
have to step in. I guess that's only fair if we were to expect people to come we would also have to put in, you know, our fists and stuff.
In terms of
that original idea though of fighting Schlatt, like it was something that I was like, oh, this would be like, if Schlatt and I did that, it would be crazy. And then also the podcast that would come right after it would do so well.
It would get a million views, man.
And we could literally title so many of the podcasts like around the area where it's like our last words before our fight. And then like after like,
wow.
And like the true story of what happened during the fight. Oh, we make so much money.
Would be a lot of money.
I don't know. Depending on how like hard you guys are fucking swinging, you might lose another member of Chuckle Podcast.
Yeah, and then it would just be like the Schlatt Show or the Ted Show. But on the other side of it, it's like, you know, I consider Schlatt to be a very close friend of mine. So
that's
I don't know how.
Wait, how do you feel about that, Schlatt?
I really appreciate it.
I don't know how. I'm just gonna let that slide, Schlatt. And I'll work on it. I'll work on it. You know, you'll be loving me soon. It's only been 3 years.
It would strain our relationship a little bit if we had to kill each other.
Yeah, I don't know how psychologically I would be able to deal with like having to actually, because we'd actually be fighting each other. We'd actually be throwing real, you know, planet crushing Death Star level punches at each other.
I feel, if I end up like Squidward from that fucking episode where he's tied up like a mummy and he's got a jellyfish just sitting like this, unable to move, and I gotta like drink liquids through a straw, drink my food through a straw for 5 months afterwards, I'd be a little
pissed
off. Or that
one scene where he gets trampled by all those anchovies.
just a pancake.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, it's a, it's, a funny concept in theory and would be ridiculous. It would get a lot of eyes, but, you know, it'll probably never happen. But one thing that we did talk about, Schlatt and I did talk about, is that when our careers are shot, when it's like our last option and, like, you know, we've fallen off, that's when the fight's going to happen. So.
Pretty soon then, huh?
Well, hey,
God, that was, if we lose one member of the podcast per year, then
yeah,
dude, it was like exactly 52 episodes in. We got through an entire year's worth of episodes, and then one.
Yeah, that's kind of iconic, though.
I'll tell you what, it was actually 54 episodes. We just don't know how. We were talking about it like it was a full year. We just don't know how many weeks or in a year is what that episode was. But, like, all the comments were like, "Do they think that there's 54 weeks in a year?"
Oh,
wait, I actually don't even remember how many weeks are in a year.
52. Fucking two, you idiot.
Okay, well, you actually 52.
Even Minx knows that.
52.1429, actually.
Yeah, because of leap years.
All right. Oh, now we're going into the fucking leap years?
And since then, since the boxing thing, just to move on from that, you've sort of been in a downward spiral, is what I'm taking. You know, you with the broken ankle and the, and, you know.
Yeah. It's like a reality show that's actually real and makes me sadder every time I tune in.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about our perspective here, Minx. I mean, you showed up after having your one means of mobility stolen by a party of strangers.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that. Like, I don't know why they did that.
It's like Keeping Up with Minx is the name of the show, but the person who isn't keeping up is you.
That's rude. Minx
tries to keep up with life, with the smallest personal care needs, you know, not breaking your ankle, for instance. I mean,
well,
how did you
know,
break your ankle?
I fell down the fucking stairs, Ted.
You fell down how old are you?
Look, I was carrying a lot of fucking bags. I was going up the stairs. My phone almost fell out of my hand. I went to catch my phone because I don't have a case on my phone. And I'm like, okay, that would be expensive if it fell and broke.
What were the bags? So all your designer bags from your Rodeo 30
pounds of
spree?
Sand.
Actually,
just carrying ballast down the stairs to load up onto her ship across the Atlantic going back home.
Actually, it was some Target shopping. Why are you guys laughing? I broke my ankle.
I was laughing at is that Schlatt and I went completely different ways where I said all your designer shopping bags from your Rodeo Drive shopping spree, and Schlatt said just pounds of bags of sand. Just sand.
Do you follow automotive news, or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host / two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
That's hurtful.
So how many?
It really does feel like, though, Minx, that I follow your alt Twitter. I think you're the only person whose alt I actually follow because it's just the only entertaining part of me going on Twitter at this point to just see what kind of bullshit is going on now.
Yeah,
I think I'm just cursed. You know, it's the Irish look. It's like they say the look of the Irish, but the look of the Irish is a bad thing. Everyone thinks it's good luck. You know, you're Irish part. What, Ted?
Your hair is green too, so that should add to the luck.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What do you mean?
It's not green for long. I'm going back to purple.
It's a beautiful emerald green.
Stop. What is that? Like, what? Emerald? What are you doing?
That's the thing from Minecraft.
Yeah, that's the thing from Minecraft. Really hard to find, and they only come in, veins of one ore.
You guys, I feel like block. I'm talking to two fucking toddlers, honestly.
You get one block of Minecraft emerald, you trade with villager.
And then you get bread? The prices are not good, though. They have bad prices. You got to stay away. Unless, of course, they turn into a zombie. Then you kill them. and then
with potion,
with potion and golden apple, and then okay. they give you basically anything.
All right, new topic. New topic.
What's your pivot here? Because it seems like you're, you know, people.
Can we not say pivot?
Through...
I have a broken ankle and I can't box anymore. That was very triggering to me.
That was good. That was good. Okay. So. Okay, and now I got to think of a different word than I guess I don't want to say
on.
It. So, what's your next step then? What's
Well, step. Man, I have a broken ankle. Are you really
That's fucked up, Ted.
No, you're right.
That's fucked up.
Fuck. I'm sorry. You know,
I feel like
you're
doing this on purpose now.
No, I'm not. I'm not. You know, we
How is life going to keep rolling on for you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was very generous. Yeah. You know, I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
so,
how are you going to put one foot in front of the other here? What was wrong with what?
Like,
I don't think you did anything wrong, Ted.
I have fucking feelings, dude. Like, I literally woke up and came on this podcast time, and you're making fun of my.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, Minx. Okay, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
This fucked up.
I don't want to break the trust that you and I have. I don't want to break the trust.
Oh man.
Any more? Oh, you wanna shoot out any more there? You done?
Jeez. If we keep doing this, she's gonna snap.
Oh. Oh.
Shit, we'll be cast
again.
Out of our social circles.
Oh my God.
All right, change the topic. Would you fuck Wilson from Castaway?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, we would.
Yeah.
What? What do you
no,
mean?
We would.
Yeah. No. I
no.
Feel
I don't.
That.
I don't. I didn't second guess
myself. I mean, if
myself,
you're looking for curvature, I mean, that's where you find it. You know, it's a ball for fuck's sake.
I'd fuck the dirty bubble.
Okay. Well, that's a different fucking story. You'd fuck the dirty bubble. You'd fuck the dirty bubble.
Have you guys seen Tusk?
Tusk?
No.
Do you know what Tusk is about?
No.
It's usually a bone.
They steal them off of elephants.
Fuck off, Ted. First of
For
all.
For the ivory, they build pianos with them.
No, it's where
and
they turn the man into
too.
A walrus.
They turn a man into a walrus?
Okay, go look up the trailer right now, both of you.
Well,
wow, the fucking poster for this movie is terrifying. It's awful. Tusk is a 2014 American horror comedy film where... An arrogant podcaster travels to Canada for an interview.
What?
And in the process meets an eccentric retired sailor with dark plans related to his obsession with a walrus named Mr. Tusk.
Are you kidding?
That's the first sentence of the Wikipedia page. The film deals with an arrogant podcaster.
So what's going on here?
I'm just saying, like, you guys should watch Tusk. It's not a threat or anything, but it's he does get turned into a walrus because he's a rude podcaster. What?
Wow, Ted.
So, you're throwing it to me? You're saying that it's about
well,
me?
I wasn't the one making those puns about Minx breaking her ankle.
Well, we're missing. I have to at least fill the lack of puns on this podcast. We're missing a very critical...
Why did you put so much emphasis on puns?
Minx, you ever seen the movie Teeth?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Icon.
Isn't that such a hot movie?
I just wish I had fucking teeth in my pussy.
Well.
Almost heaven. West Virginia.
Okay, we gotta get this back on track. What's going on here?
Ridge Mountain.
Shannon.
Yeah, Teeth is a movie about a girl with teeth in her pussy. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And she bites off dick.
Okay.
She bites off dick.
But
She goes like this with her legs and then eats it like a sandwich.
Audio listeners, love your desk. Flat's doing a bit of a scissor movement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cute, though, because, like, well, it's a really sad movie, Ted. Like, if you're into sad movies, because, like, she's just trying to find a connection, and every time she does, she accidentally bites off their cock or her pussy.
Does she know that her Vagunas.
What kind of question is that? Of course she knows his teeth up there.
Spoiler alert, she went to the fucking dentist and bit off his hand, not the dentist.
She went...
What's it called?
If you have teeth in your pussy, do you go to the dentist?
That's a good question.
You go to the dentist? Or do you go to the gynecologist? Yeah, like, who's the doctor? Who's the fucking doctor?
We were just talking about teeth loss, so I accidentally said the dentist. But no, she went to the orchidgynecologist. And
Right, yeah.
But off his hand with her pussy.
It'd have to be a collaboration effort. It'd be
it's like a combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
Imagine that that's in what one the, building. Imagine that's what the movie was about. When a gynecologist and a dentist run into their most absurd patient yet, they have to join forces.
Minx, you never answered my question that I posed about 20 minutes ago at this point. What makes you happy?
That is a good question, and I'd like to have it answered.
I'll let you know when I find out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the TED Classic. Let's see where we go with this. So, Minx, here's a good question for you, Minx, and you're going to love this. What makes you, if you can't think of the things that are the most positive in your life, then what makes you the angriest? Because it seems like you are an individual that thrives on anger. And what drives you insane with anger?
Choosing which one is a big, it's hard.
Got a whole library full of grievances.
Like, I wish I had a wheel right now. If I can start and be emotional, I would say...
Scott, play some really sad but corny music.
Men.
Men? Did you say men?
No, did you say men?
We've just like entered into this phase where it's like we can't get Minx to say anything. Say something to us, Minx. We were going so strong for so long. What do you
almost
have to say about the
heaven.
World? What do you want to put out there?
Wait,
you
no, have a voice. No, you know what? You know I went silent because my pizza just arrived.
Oh.
But I gotta get my pizza, but I'm crippled, so it's a struggle. So I had to okay, right, I'm gonna get my pizza. I'll be right back. Right, just you guys talk amongst yourself, your podcasters.
Okay.
You can do that, right? Okay, you guys can do that.
Oh.
I got two pizzas.
Dude, you were carrying. She walked in with those, carrying them like a suitcase. Those pizzas are gonna be so scrunched
those things are
up,
fucking sideways, dude.
It's just gonna be fucking folded.
So I love food. Come on, there we go.
So you're in LA. What are you doing in LA? That's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Crustless. What was that?
Surely the other one would be better.
I hope it has crust on it or something.
Sorry, audio listeners. I'm just opening my pizza right there. We go a bit pineapple.
Oh, no.
Is there crust on that one?
No.
Then it's not a pizza.
All right, let's play Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Never Have I Ever. Okay.
Okay. Everyone, hold up five fingers for the audio listeners. Don't worry. We'll tell you when we put them down.
Yeah, we'll tell you the results as we
go. We're doing 10? We have a long time today. I was just talking about fucking five. All right, yeah. Damn, you're really into the fucking game. Jesus.
Sorry. I just
okay. Never have I ever shat myself.
Never have I ever shat myself. When I
so
was a kid.
So you've all fucking lied. Yeah, because you did as a kid.
Yeah. I had a poopy corner.
Well, hold on. You had a poopy corner? Like, as in, like, when you shit yourself, they just put you in that corner in your house and they let you shit it out?
No, Ted, that's where I went before.
Oh, like,
so you shot in a corner?
No, like, you as a kid had, like, a designated place where you're like, oh, I gotta feel like I gotta poop so that your parents would know when you went there. It was like, oh, he's gonna shit himself.
That was where I felt the most comfortable.
Okay, all right. Never have I ever kissed a man.
Shall I put your finger down?
I've never kissed a man.
Put your finger down.
Why do you say time that? No, Ted. Why are you acting like you know this? Like you've seen me do it. It's never happened.
Has it not? What do you mean?
No. What do you mean has it not? No, it's never happened.
Has it happened on stream before with you and Austin or something?
No.
Were you in bed?
Am I being gaslit?
We got really close. We saw them coming and we got really close and pretended like we were gonna. No lips ever touched.
Are you sure? Never have I ever been a vegan. Bulk.
A what? What was the question? Can you repeat the question?
Never have I ever been a vegan.
Been a vegan? Yeah, no.
Never have I ever killed someone. Never have I ever sucked dick. Never have I ever kissed a man intimately.
Shlai, are you okay? Shlai, you allergies, you seem like your allergies are acting up a little bit.
I have a little Tylenol with me.
Oh.
Cold and flu, severe.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Can I just see your hands? How many you've put down? I just want to get a count of like currently what we have going on. So I've got two. Mix, how many you got?
I got two.
Okay. So how many do you have?
I'm busy.
He might be out fingers. No,
but
I'm busy that day.
Well, no.
I've got a box of Claritin.
What day? What do you? He's just showing off his medications to us.
I think he's out. I think.
Yeah. You know, so I think why don't we just move on from this game? Yeah, why don't we just move on from this game? You know, maybe.
Why the fuck is there an ant on my leg?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I suppose we could talk about that. Yeah, I see. It seems like maybe we need to move on quick, Minx. Minx, quick. Quick.
Almost
Minx.
Heaven.
New topic.
West Virginia.
New topic, Minx. Come on.
Okay, new topic. All right, okay. Are you a like keyboard person with the clickety clack ones, or are you rather no clickety clack on the keyboard?
Oh, I think Shlai could talk a lot about this actually. No, this is like your category.
To be honest, since I started, I loved the buckling spring keyboards, the old IBM Model M keyboards. I actually had probably, hold on.
I actually probably have one. Yeah, right here. This fucking thing. You can kill many people with this at once. Downtown Austin on 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
You start swinging this thing, God knows what'll happen. But the problem is...
so loud.
Too fucking loud. So loud. Unbelievably loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been going with the quieter, more linear things now. That I actually use a Razer keyboard now.
So you didn't have to...
this guy.
Like, you could have just said... You could just say you prefer the quieter ones. You didn't have to give us that whole little fiasco right there.
Well,
it's
somebody he's interested in, you know? He knows a lot about him.
I do, but I will say now that I've kind of been turned off from the whole mechanical keyboard community because I've been left in the dust. Back in my day, I consider myself an early adopter. All people were talking about were Cherry MX and the buckling spring keyboards, or maybe some Topra switches or something. But now everything's got there. People will like make paragraph long explanations of their fucking keyboards. Like, oh, this is my Cherry Banana Split Zelio Ninja keyboard fucking ice cream sundae PBT plastic keycaps.
It's all gonna be like food items.
And here's some fucking ASMR me typing on the keyboard as if they all don't sound the exact fucking same. Everyone's like, oh, that one sounds the fucking best. Oh, I need that one. I need that $1,000 keyboard that you paid $1,000 for so it can sound like that as I type. As I do my little 9-to-5 desk job that pays me 20 bucks a day, that's where I'm going to save my money up on. That's where I'm going to spend all my money on the little mechanical cherry splits. Let me just read down the... dude, you back when I made that video, I made a video a while ago about mechanical keyboards. It was called a brief introduction to mechanical keyboards or something.
Yeah.
Most... like, all that existed back then was Cherry MX and buckling spring. These were the two different types of switches that were popular. But now there's fucking like, there's like Gatorons and there's banana splits and all this weird
banana
shit.
Splits
that
are real thing?
Yes, they're real.
So what are those ones that are like, I've always been interested in getting those like keyboards that have like the really soft keys and stuff, and they all look very fancy and fun and smooth and stuff. Those have always interested me, but then also they're like, what, they're like $3,000 or something like that. I remember, yeah. I think it was like I forget who it was. It must have been like Scara or something. Like he's got like a crazy cool keyboard, doesn't he?
He's cute.
He does, yeah. He has a insane keyboard.
What is
it's
his,
like,
what is
it's
his
actually
keyboard?
Like $1,000. It's okay, custom built.
Okay, I
regret
bringing up the keyboard topic. I'm
dude,
over
I
it.
Dude, I told you, Sly was going to run away with this. He's,
I
dude,
knows didn't realize he was going to.
I'm looking at the list right now. Romer G's. You got fucking Glorious Pandas. You got Halo Trues. Like, what is this?
Just
what
like,
is this
it's
shit?
Just like a word generator. Just two words thrown together.
LK Libra Orange. Bloody LK Libra Brown.
Pizza Fun.
Agile Reds. Oh, I have Clicky Agile Blues with 45 grams of actuation weight.
Dude,
fuck you. Fuck you. Get some pussy.
Wow. You done?
I'm done.
It was very you're very passionate about that. Very passionate.
There's few things I'm as passionate about.
Yeah. Very passionate, and while I respect that, it was just a bit too much.
Right. No, I understand.
Like,
I get that.
It's good to get excited about things you like, but sometimes it's okay to just like dial it down a bit.
Sure. No, I understand. I understand.
I hope that doesn't upset you or anything.
No, nothing upsets me.
Okay. If you do get upset, you can bring out your Tylenol again or your fucking meds that you
My Skeletool.
Yeah, there he goes. So, exactly. You feeling better?
With the pliers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Every time I see this thing, I just jump with joy on the inside. I'm like
a child. Have you ever attacked someone with that? Or
no, I'm waiting for the opportunity.
That's a bit scary. That's concerning. You might.
I went to New York City with this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was a crazy guy on the subway that was just like,
I was
the closest to him on the subway, and he was at the back of the train, and he was like muttering to himself, and every now and then he'd spit. You go like on the side of the subway car, and I was like, dude,
that's so classic
do
New
it.
York.
Do it, please say something, you know.
Like all he had to do was say something, and then you would just straight up
burst out of your seat
and start stabbing him like a maniac.
I wouldn't have stabbed him for saying something. I would have probably tried to aggress him a little bit and provoke him into trying something physical, in which case the Skeletool would have come out, and I would have filleted him like a McNugget.
Right.
Then, after that, though, I went to an event. This is actually the second Skeletool
filet
I had.
Filet him like a McNugget.
Filet him like a fucking McNugget. Dude.
This is actually the second Skeletool I had to buy because I was going to an event in New York City and they had like a fucking metal detector and I had to put it in a cup and they were like, you can't take this into the event.
Right.
And I was like, why not? And they did this and was like, it's a fucking murder weapon. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're right.
And
but
then you're
it's,
like, what the
so
hell?
Much
this
utility.
Is the fucking Skeletool convention.
This is the Skeletool. Yeah, this is the Leatherman. This is
the
Leatherman
convention.
Con.
I can't bring Leathercon.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm,
no Leathercon. Leathercon is probably
I'm
something
like a fucking
entirely
McNugget.
Different.
I'm not. I'm gonna put that in my vocabulary now.
I imagine in my head just like those anime slashes on the black screen, and then this just like bloody husk of skin just falls to the ground in the exact shape of the McNugget from McDonald's. It's like 4 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah.
Can you guys put a spoon on your nose?
Anyways, they took my Skeletool and I was like, but I mean it's all I almost got it through, right? And they're like, no.
You tried to do like a little
No, she did not like that. She made me throw it out.
Well,
and so I bought another one.
Yeah. I mean that at least you tried like to make things a little bit more youthful. A little bit like
situation. I was like, don't worry about the huge many inch long blade.
Here's a question for you. What's, in your opinion, what is, like, in your life, what is the scariest situation that you've gotten yourself into?
Well, that's a weird way to fucking word it. Like, the scariest situation I've been in or that I've gotten myself into?
Well, I mean, let's say...
Probably the fucking TikTokers coming to our house.
So, you had TikTokers show up to your house, like, in a negative sense?
Oh. When is it positive with TikTokers, Dad?
Dude.
But no, yeah, they used to live in our house like a year and a half ago, and they rolled up, popped up to the fucking house at 12 a.m., and they brought bitches. Can I say that? Yeah, surely I'm a woman.
Yeah, you can say bitches.
Yeah. You can say bitches.
And they were trying to impress them because their house is pretty nice. And they like start banging on the door. They're trying to get in. Miritza was there. Lewis was there. It was a party night. What?
So they showed up to your house that they used to live in to show it off to girls, even though they no longer lived there.
Yeah. And then they were saying, we have a right to come in. We used to live here. The story gets worse.
Right.
The story gets worse. I didn't see this part. This is what I heard from Eureka.
What a strange set of logic to have going into a situation.
Yeah, and then they tried to put their foot in the door and Eureka like slammed it. And then she went and got Lewis, the man of the house. He went down. He was talking to them and he was like, no, it's just like, you can't come in. Like, it's not okay. Like, please leave. You're
and
fucking
Lewis
freaking
is like,
us out.
He's a pretty calm individual.
He is.
Like, he's
he
a
is.
Pretty chill
he was handling
guy.
It. But then this is where it goes bad. So as he's dealing with it professionally, Miritza comes up freaking out to me. I come out from the toilet after fucking having a girl talk with Andrea because we're, you know, it's a party night. Girls go to the toilet, have a little fucking whinge now and again. And Miritza's like, someone's trying to break in. Someone's trying to break in. And of course, I went to aggressive mode and I went to the balcony. And I was like, get off our property or I'll spit on you. They didn't get off the property. I said it 3 times. I said, get off or I will spit on you. And then I spat. And then they picked up a rock and threw it and smashed our window. He aimed
what?
For me. Mm. Yeah, he aimed for me. He missed it. We still have the smash.
Were they,
honestly,
like, drunk or something? Like, they must have been drunk, right?
I don't think they were. That's what we thought, but they had 2 fucking cars. Like,
oh, that.
Like they
so
drove
there's 2
up here.
There. They weren't drunk or they drunk drove.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they fucking lopped the rock on my head, missed me because they have bad fucking arms, unlike me. Can't aim properly.
Always looking for an excuse.
Got it. That's so ridiculous. That's like, I feel like that's almost like a purely, that shit would never happen. Like, if there's anything I have to admit about LA versus Austin, that shit would never fucking happen in Austin.
Yeah,
that
Austin's is like,
no, because they'd be shot dead
right.
in the front
right.
yard oh, and yeah, left yeah. to rot.
Because they've got sentry guns on the tops of every roof in Austin. Modern Warfare 2 sentry guns all over the place.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, but
I don't
was,
think
but,
that I've
actually
ever
I still to, have the rock that they threw. And smashed through our
cool.
window.
It's well, at least you, yeah, at there. Least you keep a little memento, you know. Schlett, do you have any scary situations you're comfortable talking about at all? Or
my Uber driver recently, the last Uber I ever took, went slowed down to 15 miles per hour on the Texas freeway with a speed limit of 75. He was in the left lane. It was like 4 a.m. I was trying to catch an early morning flight. He's got a passenger in the front that he said he was training, who's in a suit. They're both falling asleep on the wheel, and. The first thing the guy said to me when I hopped in the car was, "Did you look at the moon tonight?" Yeah, so I reported him after that trip, and I haven't used Uber since.
What the fuck? So
yeah.
There were 2 people in the Uber. Yeah, one guy was people. In the passenger side and had a suit on, and then when you got in, he said...
He was being trained on how to be an Uber driver.
Right, because you need to learn how to... drive. You need to be trained.
You need
on...
to do a little. It's like how people go on ride-alongs with the police.
Wow. Okay.
Surely that's not real.
They randomly.
No, it's not. Which is why it shouldn't have happened.
So did you like? So they slowed down to 15 miles per hour. Did you say anything, or did it just like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the dude was driving erratically the whole time. You get to a certain point though, where you're like, you're in a shitty Uber. You're like, all right, this is gonna suck, but I'm in here for like 10 more minutes, right? This dude was stopping at green lights to, like, look both ways before he kept going. It was 4 a.m. His eyes were closed. I was watching the mirror.
Oh my God.
We get on the highway, and he slows down to 15 miles per hour in the left lane. And people in Texas don't like when you do that, so I've learned.
Right.
Everyone was speeding by 10 miles per hour over, so we were going 15, and people were going 85, whizzing by us, everyone honking at you, pitch black, 4 in the morning. It's just like a couple minutes left in the Uber ride. I'm trying to just get there. We hit 15. Awful. We hit 15 and I go, "Are you all right?" and the driver does not respond.
What?
His buddy in the suit and tie training to be an Uber driver with him goes, yeah, we're just a little tired. And at this point...
As if that's like an excuse.
At this point, I have two options. Three options. One that's not going to happen. The first option that can't happen is that I open the car door and jump out onto a Texas freeway. The second option is that I let him continue to go 15 miles per hour on the highway, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
Or I tell him to speed up and now have a man who is on the verge of falling asleep go 75 miles per hour on a Texas freeway, not knowing if the next second will include him falling asleep at the wheel.
My God.
So what was I to do?
It was like,
what did you do? I wanted to know the rest.
What did I do?
It was like,
he sped up to like 30, and the rest of the ride, I had my fucking camera out recording him.
Yeah. In case anything. And they look into the fucking phone to figure out what the hell happened to this man.
They find a bloody mangled corpse and they're like, Jesus Christ, what happened here? Holy shit, this guy was going 15 on the freeway.
Popular YouTuber found dead in Uber car along with two members of a very infamous moon cult.
That sounds like a fun experience.
Oh, it was so fun when I was trying to get on my... He was already like 20 minutes late.
Were you alone in the Uber or were you with people?
It was just me.
Damn.
That is awful.
Now, I could just imagine anybody else getting in the car who isn't 6'3 and wielding a Skeletool. Right? Could you imagine just a woman taking an Uber at 4 a.m. and she gets in the car and there's two dudes at the front? Like. Yeah. How the fuck does that even happen?
Well, that almost screams trafficking, especially when you open with the moon looks very nice tonight.
Were you worried that you might be trafficked, Schlatt?
No. These guys were, they were very small people. I could have hurt them.
You could have taken them in a boxing match?
He could have counter-trafficked them is what he could have done.
I could have taken both of them. Well, I was like, buddy, get in the back. I'm taking you for a ride now.
You're going to Guam.
We take a small, sketchy off-ramp towards the airport that leads down my secret road.
Yeah, and then you pull right into a fucking warehouse.
Yeah. The fucking guy from GTA 5 goes,
you got home safe. That's all that
this
matters.
This thing's a beauty.
Dude,
he got home
I
safe.
Did. I got to the airport.
Safe and sound.
One thing that
home.
Happened to me when I was, that was like weird with an Uber, like, because Uber drivers are just sometimes like really strange. And we were on our way to, Shay and I, we were in the Uber in the back on our way to like some event. And the Uber driver was, he did something very, very similar to where he like slowed down to like 15 miles per hour. He's coming up to a turn that like wasn't like, I could see from the back his navigation and it wasn't his turn. And then as he's pulling up to it, he slows down to a stop. This is on a busy road. This is like right in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's this one road that goes past the Beverly Hills police station. It's like one of the most used roads in LA that isn't a highway. And he then asks Shay and I, is this it? Is this the turn? And it's like, bro, we don't know any more than you do. We're taking a fucking Uber and you can see the fucking navigation there. And there are people behind us just beeping and stuff. And Shay and I look at each other and we're like, what the fuck is going on with this dude right now? Like, he didn't ask us for like instructions before. It was like halfway through the ride, he asked us if he's got the right turn or not.
Is this right? It just says go straight.
Yeah, but it's like, well, either way, you have to make a choice. You're stopped on a busy road.
Yeah,
that's a little. I don't really know entirely what a scary situation. I mean, I think on an average of at least once a year, I will get threatened by someone.
Oh,
and it's like
can you elaborate on that? What do you mean threatened by someone? Like who?
Like
who's this individual? Is this the same person, like, or is it a different person every time?
It's a different person. Like there's been separate occasions. You know, I've been in LA for 2 years, and at least once every year, there has been someone who has like called. I haven't even been like interacting with them. Maybe I glanced at them momentarily or something. In some situations, I don't even think I did. But they'll start calling after me, trying to like start a fight or something. They'll be like, this one guy I was
see,
like,
Ted, I don't want to upset you and be like, blame the victim. But you said you don't know if you looked at them. So what if you did look at them the wrong way? And
well,
they got
imagine this. Imagine this. It's like a guy slowly rolling down the street with his window down, and I'm getting my mail, and I just look and I see there's a guy, and I go back to getting my mail, and then he starts yelling out the window, "What? What?" And I turn around, I'm like, me? Like, are you talking to me? And then he's like, yeah, what? And I'm like, hi. I don't know. Hi. Like, I don't know how to deal with that. And then he just kind of like goes along. And I'm like, I don't know what happened there, but it seemed like he was trying to start some shit. But yeah, I mean.
That does sound scary. You know,
well, yeah,
I
in
actually...
the moment, because it's like the dude looked like he was ready to fucking like start punching me, and I was like, I don't
know.
And
it was outside your house? Because you said you're grabbing mail.
It was just, I was grabbing mail.
He just rolled by your house as you were grabbing mail.
He's just like, you know, I live in the middle of LA, and he's just rolling through the neighborhood with his window down, and it's like, I don't know this fucking, I've never seen the dude before. And like, he's just calling after me. And that's happened actually with a different person in outside of my apartment on a different occasion, actually pretty recently.
Have you ever thought like, it might be you if it's happened twice in a row outside where you
I
live?
I don't know if I'm doing something
wrong. What if you just have a scary face? Like,
maybe
you think you don't
vibes.
Know if you look at them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
you might have bad vibes. You might have bad vibes. So Minx, would you rather have to fight a gorilla once a week and you never know when it's coming and you have to fight it every week, but you never die? You just have to fight it every week? Or would you rather have everything you think happen?
What?
That's a scary option. Everything
I think happen?
So like you look
I
at
saw
so-
a TikTok about this not too long ago. And
wait,
I was like,
wait,
fuck.
No, I thought you were going to bring up another gorilla. Like a gorilla once a week or like a gorilla like once a month.
What was the first option,
really-
Schlatt?
So it's, would you rather have to fight a gorilla once a week? He just appears, you don't know when, and you have to fight him, but you never die? Or
wait, you never
would
die.
You rather, you never die, you can't get killed by him, but you can be left in a very bad state. Or would you rather have everything you think happen?
Wait,
okay,
see,
so
like-
you never die from the gorilla, though.
Never die.
So, like, I get all my bones broken from the gorilla. Gorilla, you know, dissipates into whatever dimension he comes from. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, all my bones start
repairing.
Oh, no,
well, I mean,
no, this question has actually fucked me up right now. Like, I'm trying to...
You could just be in the hospital, and then the gorilla shows up again.
These are two completely different options, where
it's
I'm, like, trying
like,
to evaluate both of them, and I'm struggling to do so. Like, but with the thinking your thoughts, like, you can think good things. So, technically, that would be... the better option, unless you have, but fuck.
I mean, but it sounds like what he's offering is sort of semi immortality at the price of having to fight a gorilla
every
week.
Single fucking week, though.
I mean,
you get used
to
it. You'd learn his tactics. Like, he'd probably bang on his chest, do a little fucking monkey, and then
you get better every week.
If you have a gun.
Oh
yeah, that's what
you
I'm
could
thinking.
Just carry a gun
because like I think that with the
no, this
with,
is
every,
really
with everything
with
you think becoming real, I feel like that has a very big option to turn into like a King Midas situation where it's like everything you touch turns to gold, and it's like,
what if the world ended?
Gone. Yeah, no, that would actually, you know what, that would end pretty quick. Like, what if the world ended?
Yeah,
I'm going for the gorilla option.
I guess you
like,
really have to
you
be
get
in control
used to,
of your
you,
thoughts.
Yeah, but what? You could get fucking like a tranquilizer. So every time it comes to fight, you just conk him out and then you're
that's
done for
true,
the week.
That's true, but where could you go with a tranquilizer without people thinking you need to be put into a fucking
you just roll up to a party
hospital.
Where
yeah, try explaining that
no,
to
I'm
someone
going for
where
the gorilla.
It's like,
no, I'm definitely on the gorilla one. That's way easier.
I just like walk around like this. People are like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, He's coming.
Wait. Dude, is it, wait, no, is it at set time of the week or just like...
You never know. Yeah, you never know. Just so once funny. A week. Once a week he arrives and then it's time.
Yeah, and it's like, oh man, that's so funny. It's like... That adds an extra layer of suspense there where it's like...
And you saw this on TikTok? You saw this on TikTok? You have to be on
Gorilla Watch all the time. Yeah, but honestly, I think I prefer the Gorilla option. And I'll tell you why, Schlatt and Minx. You guys want to know why?
Yeah.
I think that it would feel really good. You know, it's going to be hard at first. We all know it's going to be hard at first. Yes. You know, Gorilla anytime, every week, I'm getting attacked by the Gorilla. Who knows when it's going to stop?
You could be asleep.
But I'll never die, okay? I'll never fucking die, which means after time, you know, everybody improves. After time, I will become this absolutely goated, proficient gorilla killing machine. That gorilla is not going to get two steps in front of him before whatever fucking scheme I have planned up for the gorilla comes into play. I will invent machines to follow. Like, I'll have like a drone that's like circling around me in the sky that's just looking for like a gorilla's body temperature average or something like that. And the second a gorilla shows up, boom, railgun right to this fucking skull.
Your Apple Watches go beep, 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 beep. Oh, yeah, he's like here.
Gorilla inbound, it's time, gorilla baby. Inbound.
Wait, it's I like, have a question it's like hooked about up, the gorilla so it's like scenario. Just a gorilla
sound like
can people like see that. The gorilla? Like, can people see the gorilla? Because I feel like originally you're like, if you're walking around with a tranquilizer, that's weird. But like, if you are going out and you keep getting bit up by a gorilla once a week,
there's a lot more issues. That I feel like they start to understand. Gorilla, you're right.
That, yeah, like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, is it like you just see the gorilla and it beats you up, or is it like a public thing? Like. I feel like you're walking down Hollywood.
You're at a bar and people just see you fly backwards and hit the wall.
And then what happens like, to like the gorilla? Like, because you were saying like you survive it, but what happens? Does he walk away? Does he just disappear?
He goes.
He just walks out?
He goes.
See, that's why it's a tough question. You have to look at the logistics.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm looking at the logistics. I mean, I will say in terms of the would you rather, you know, the wording of it being the contract I'd have to sign. I'd mm-hmm. say it's. I'm pretty positive the gorilla will not be invisible based on the initial question.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I will also say I vastly prefer a gorilla that everyone else can see.
Because and can then, people help you beat up the gorilla, or is it just a you?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
Definitely the gorilla. Then what the fuck?
But the gorilla. But you can never kill the gorilla, and he can never kill you.
Well, can others kill the gorilla?
Yeah, if they want to help. If they want to help beat up a gorilla, Locke get hurt in the process.
It's sort of romantic in some ways. It's like we're locked in fate, me and the gorilla.
Yeah, it is cool.
I bet after a time we'd sort of have like a sort of mutual respect for each other. It's like, oh, okay, you beat me up, I beat you up. And, you know.
Like Tarzan.
I think that, especially if the gorilla is visible, like Tarzan, yeah. And like, I think that over time I'd become famous. You know, I would become famous. I would be like the Truman Show where they're like Karen. Yeah. They're like people would be on because if they know that they can get a headline or a video every week of me fighting a gorilla, like I would be one of the biggest biggest it's celebrities so in the world. It's the so guy that fights a gorilla
so hard. That's actually brilliant. That's actually brilliant. But the one problem is if you see a silverback gorilla thrashing someone in public, makes are you really gonna like do your part to try and stop that?
No, but back to what Ted was saying, I'd
but
pull
you
out
know
the
what
camera.
They say about you know what they say about bystanders, Minx. If you don't help that person, you're just as bad as the bully, and the gorilla in this situation is the bully.
But Ted, I can't take on a fucking gorilla. Like, I don't know why you're putting this on me. Couldn't. You're acting as if I'm a bad person. A gorilla would maul me.
Minx, I mean, you're just kind of admitting on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast that you're a cyber bully.
Wow. Jesus.
Shit. Do you guys, does Curious George have a tail? Yes or no? Don't look.
Yes, he does. No, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
He's got a little nub, doesn't he?
No. Yeah.
Does he have a nub?
Feel like it looks like Schlatt's typing right now.
I feel like it's like a little. There's
yeah, he's looking
there.
It up. He's looking it up over there, and that's kind of cheating. It
up. No, I'm not looking it up. I'm not looking nothing up.
Well, Schlatt, what's your answer to the gorilla question? The gorilla or
I would do. I would take the gorilla 100% because I had way too many intrusive thoughts. You did do a really good job. You opened up my mind to even more possibilities of like profiting off of this thing. You could say
they put you on 60 minutes. You'd be a worldwide hero. You just sell a
pay-per-view every week. You're like, it's time. You just sit in a ring all day for like, imagine you just dedicate a year of your life to sitting in a ring the whole time with a camera crew pointing at you at all times.
Yeah. And then after you get all the profits from that, you just put all of that money into the most, like you just invest that money and you get it, you become a billionaire from this gorilla fighting champion and stuff like that. Then guess what you do, Schlatt? You hire a private mercenary army decked out in full,
there you go,
like full rifles, M4s, fucking all the nine yards, night vision in case he comes while you're sleeping. So the gorilla can't even get any close to you, and you don't even need to do anything anymore. And then you sit back and you live a gorilla free life.
Yeah. I think this is an exercise in how much control you have over your head, right? How much do you trust yourself to only stay positive? And for me, that just simply does not exist.
And I have ADHD.
Okay, yeah. If you guys had a superpower, what superpower would you have? Because gorilla talk is really... No, Nick, I'm like...
Which one did you choose, though?
Just the fucking gorilla. I think I said that
We're all team gorilla. Team gorilla. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
No, that's fair.
All right, if you had to have a superpower, what would you have? Go on. You have to answer quick. 3, 2, 1.
Flying.
Invisibility. I would skulk around.
You fucking pervert.
That's weird.
It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that.
It does if your first thing after you answer is that you're going to skulk around.
What else is invisibility good for, man?
I know, but that's an inherently suspicious sentence. Skulk around?
Doesn't have to be perverted.
You said it like this. I'm going to skulk around. That's what you said.
I would skulk.
Is that even a proper word?
It doesn't have to be pervert, though. It doesn't have to be pervy. I would sneak into shit and find out intel. I could help my country win wars and help them wage wars more effectively and frequently.
Listen to this. The young version of you is the old version of you. How do you feel about that?
I got a poopy corner.
The young version of you is the old version of you? What, are you just saying you're just you? Or is this the power that you're talking about? What are you talking about? What does that mean?
I want you to just sit and think about that. Think about that for a minute.
Young version of you is the old version of you? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. In terms of, so this is just semantics.
It's just wordplay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like...
A younger version of me. When I was young, to me now, that is the old me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excellent work, Minx.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
This is great.
I'm thinking about being a philosopher. I like Socrates.
You just pissed every one of our listeners off just now. Our ratings just dropped to fucking zero after that. Yeah, after that little stunt.
That sucked.
I mean...
I love when people come on our show and pretend to like try and outsmart us.
Yeah, because we're
like try and bring up wordplay and shit.
You
want some wordplay, Minx? Do you want me to give you? Do you want me to drop some wordplay on you? Yeah. You want some semantics?
Are you gonna start rapping?
Do it.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games, or would you rather have games?
Perfect.
Unlimited games.
Oh.
But no games.
And it's a good question. And I think you should answer truthfully.
I'm just confused because he said unlimited games, but no games. So he's kind of...
So we just had the question about the gorilla. Would you rather the gorilla show up or then everything you think happens? Now I'm posing the second would you rather of the day. And it is... Would you like me to repeat it?
You realize that you're always touching something. You can never not touch something.
Now you can touch unlimited bacon... But you could no longer touch games again. Or you could touch unlimited games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no games.
That's very, is that a quote by someone or is this something you just came from the mind?
Wow. It's sort of, I don't know if they are like rude in Ireland or something, but it is a show of respect to answer this question when you come on our podcast. You know, you're a veteran to the podcast too.
But I would expect
and even more so, I mean, you know,
Ted, he's changed the question. Like he's not changing anything.
Okay, I've been listening
about the question.
He reworded
it. What changed about the question?
What do you mean
I reworded it?
Schlatt's a close friend of mine. I'd like you to show him some respect.
Okay, could you repeat one more time?
I'm going to repeat one more time.
Thank you.
Minx, would you rather have unlimited bacon
Christmas
or no more video games?
Yeah.
Or, I think this is very easy, dude.
You're being
would
crystal.
You rather
you're
have
crystal.
Crystal. Games. Unlimited games, Minx.
Mm-hmm.
But no games.
What are you goosing
for? So you've lost me again there. Like, so there's... where does... Like, why is bacon in the first question and then games?
It's unlimited bacon. It's a would you rather. You know, would you rather?
Well, I'd probably go for the unlimited bacon with no games because unlimited games with no games is a... Like, I'm just lost here. Like, Ted, what would you choose, Ted?
No, I mean, it's just an interesting answer is all I'm... I mean...
What would you choose?
I'm not trying to pass any judgment on you or anything. I mean, it's your. At the end of the day, it is your choice.
But
it is your choice
like,
to go with.
Do you not see how the answers don't really make sense? Like unlimited games,
no games. The answers.
So
make
do I have games or do I not?
You know, Schlatt. I mean, he was. This is his diction was perfect. No, Schlatt, don't even worry about it. You were crystal.
What doesn't make sense to me is that you're passing up on unlimited games, but that could just be different strokes, different folks.
But it's saying. Like no games. So if I'm just really confused. If I'll
you
be
know,
real
no,
with you.
No more games is in unlimited bacon. You get unlimited bacon.
What?
Or you could have unlimited games, but have no.
You know,
games.
Everybody's different. You know, as Schlatt was saying earlier, different ducks, different fucks. So like, you know, you can.
What? Different
is that your
ducks.
Is that your final answer?
Different ducks, different fucks. Is that what you said?
Don't get hung up on it. I mean, you know, that's your answer though. Unlimited. Bacon, but no more games. Okay. All right. It's just, it's,
That's really weird.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Ooh. All right. Well,
that's cool, I guess.
You know, what a note to end the podcast on. That's all I got to say. Well, thank you so much, Minx, for
coming on this
episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. We're so happy to have you here, seeing you and seeing you're doing well. And
yeah.
And full working conditions.
Can we use that as a closeout?
Yeah. Do you want to send? You have anything you want to promote on the podcast? You want to send people towards anything?
No.
Great.
Okay.
So, like, did Minx answer the question last time about what part
thanks
of the sandwich she was?
Podcast. Oh, thanks for listening.
I don't know if she
hope
did.
Hope you had a great time. See you in the next episode.
I really would prefer she not be on the sandwich.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would definitely be jelly. God. I would... Maybe like... No, maybe like the... Oh, he's walking away.